The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we're going to be addressing a very, very important spiritual disease. So, the disease you and I are going to talk about is one which is called in Arabic su'udhan. It's when we think badly of others. There's different words that we might use in English. I'm suspicious. I have inclinations. I have intuition. Right? We're going to, inshallah, take a little bit of a deep dive into this and find out why it is that it happens. Right? But there's sometimes when I, as a believer, somebody does something and it crosses my mind that this person is up to no good, right? Su'udhan. The problem is this: without hujjah, without Islamic proof, when you and I arrive at a conclusion about someone and make a judgment about someone, now I thought badly of that person because I don't have hujjah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in Surah Hujarat, Allah tells us this as believers. He says, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Avoid my suspicion, thinking badly of others. إن بعض الظن إثم. Truly, some of these suspicions, these thinkings, this feeling towards other believers is definitely a sin. When Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to get believers, us, because these ahadith are for us, to us to avoid it for him, you're going to see the argument of Imam Ali. Once God has said you shouldn't think this way about believers, that's enough for Imam Ali. Listen to this hadith. The Imam tells us this: اطرحوا سوء الظن. Cast aside. Make sure you never think this way about other believers. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ نَهَى عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah said, don't be that way. Allah wants you to think good of believers. That's enough for Imam Ali. Now what happens is, even though God has spoken, and that should be it for the believers, sometimes you'll find that a believer will read the tea leaves. I'll put two and two together. I see what this person did or said. I come to a conclusion. Is that hujjah between you and Allah? Because we'll talk about that later. No, I don't have hujjah that I can feel this way about this believer. But still, I'm like, I don't like this person. I don't think good of this person. Or I suspect their actions. This person is up to no good. I'm going to try and give some practical examples for us to see this. Right? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create a society, a world, a civilization where the believers all think good of one another. Normally, when a believer sees one another, we're all supposed to be assuming the best about a believer. That famous story that I mentioned that happened in the early history of Islam, it's the story which is called Ifk in the Quran. So Surah Nur. Then I'm going to be quoting verse number 12. But if you look over there in Surah Nur, you'll see that Allah goes over this issue in detail. Very important points over there. I want to explain part of it. The summary of the story is this. Because there's even a difference a little bit among Shia and Sunni, how were the details? But that's not the point. We can still get that lesson that we're supposed to get from this. What happens was that after one of the battles, the Muslims were coming back from the battle. And one of the Prophet's wives ended up not making it with the caravan. Maybe she was sleeping. Maybe she did something. The caravan moved and she was left behind. And one of the brothers ended up seeing her. She's by herself. So he goes over and he brings her. They come late. They arrive late. And what happened was certain people started rumors. Why is the prophet's wife late? Who's that guy? What's their relationship? They started these rumors. Su'udhan, thinking badly, I don't have hujjah. They started this. The ayat of the Quran, if you look in Surah, very severe. Allah was very severe about this. I just want to mention one of them that kind of illustrates the point that we're trying to take for the beginning of the lecture. So when some people started repeating, unfortunately, those different words, thinking in this way, su'udhan, see what God says. This is Surah 12, or 24, but 12. God says this, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ. Why was it, God's very severe in this, why was it that when you heard this, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا, that the first response of the mu'mineen and mu'minat was that they think good of each other. The general instruction of Islam, a society which is built on assuming the best. Why wasn't that the first reaction or the first response from the believers? Why didn't the believers, the verse continues, why didn't the believers, وَقَالُوا, why didn't the believers say this? هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينٌ. When they heard this, even despite seeing, reading the tea leaves, the prophet's wife, she's left, there's a young man, why did, instead of doing that, why didn't they say that this is a big lie? Why wasn't that the first response? Why wasn't it the case that the believers first thought good of each other, first assumed what was right? Right? To assume that I have no right to repeat this. I shouldn't be thinking like this. Now, a couple of questions. The first question, brothers and sisters, is when is it? Because I think all of us can say, meaning as human beings, there are times when somebody might do something or say something. We have an interaction with someone which is less than pleasant, and sometimes a whisper creeps into our mind. Right? We might have had that experience. So when is it that it becomes haram? That this is because the Quran said that some of these thoughts are definitely ha'if, a sin. When is it that it's a sin? I want to give three scenarios. The first one, this is according to all maraja. It's not, you know, I follow the, no, all maraja. First, if we develop bad thoughts about a Muslim, for whatever reason, a Muslim did something, bad thoughts about that Muslim, I don't have hujjah to be able to say, no, this is something which is unjustifiable. This is a situation I must take a stance. I don't have that hujjah. And either one of two things, my behavior changes towards this Muslim. Something happened, but now there's a visible change in my behavior towards this believer. Or what else have the maraja said? Or no, my words change. The way I address the believer. Before, the conversations would be a certain way. One was behavior, maybe I'm less, not the same smile, that's the first one. But then the second one is, no, this isn't real. There's sometimes when a believer will do or say something, and a thought will come to my mind. A whisper will come from shaitan. The person, they didn't answer. I texted, they didn't answer immediately. Different. Somebody called, they didn't pick up. I asked for a loan, they didn't help. Different scenarios that come up, and that whisper did come from shaitan. That thought did cross my heart that this believer is trying to be malicious. But I didn't change my behavior, and I'm upset that I feel this way. I don't like that I crossed my heart. This believer did this. It crossed my heart. I don't like that. I didn't change my behavior. And actually, I'm actively trying to fight this. I don't want to think badly of a mu'min or mu'mina. If I'm doing this one, this is definitely not a sin. I haven't changed my behavior. A whisper, that's not even in my hands, shaitan, he whispers. It came in my mind, and I'm actively trying to fight it. This one is not a sin. The third one's a little bit scary, though. This one, according to some, is, meaning some of our scholars, have arrived at the conclusion, we'll have to see with this one. But the third one is this. I think badly of a Muslim. I do think badly of a Muslim. I don't have hujjah. When it comes a hadith from the imam, I don't have hujjah. I don't have proof for this to be able to say, on yawm al-qiyamah, I took this stance. Allah wa-. No, I don't have that. At the same time, I don't feel bad. Remember, he said in the second scenario, I feel bad. Why is it that I feel this way about another believer? I don't like that. Right? And this one, the third scenario, no. I haven't changed my behavior. I might still smile. I'm bright. I'm friendly. But I'm qalban. I don't like this Muslim. That's the one we have to be scary about. According to some, they say that this is su'udhan. I thought badly of a Muslim.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. Muhammad, ya mu'minin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.